Welcome to this episode of Courier Conversations. Now here's your hosts, Jeff Robinson and Todd Deaton.
Well, good afternoon or whatever time it is, wherever you are. Welcome to another episode of Courier Conversations. I am Courier President and Editor-in-Chief Jeff Robinson. And this afternoon, I have the pleasure and privilege of having with us our new publisher, and it's been about a year, so I don't know if that's new, qualifies for new, but it does, because this is the first time on the podcast. Evan Canese is in fresh from Louisiana, and so this afternoon we're going to be talking about one of our favorite topics, and that is books and publishing. Yes. Evan, so Evan, welcome here to Thank Greenville you. Among us. We're glad to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, tell us, Evan, a little bit about yourself. I know we wrote a profile of you, and I'm sure everyone on here read it, and in case they missed it, tell us just about what you do. You have a local church position. You also are a teacher down there in Louisiana, which is your wife's home area, I believe. Tell us about that, your family circumstances, just a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm one of the pastors at North Hills Church in West Monroe, Louisiana, and my wife's name is Lauren, and we've been married in May. We'll be married for 10 years. And we have two kids. One is named May, and she's 5 years old. And Josiah, he was born in October. So that's our kiddos. And I also teach at an evangelical school in West Monroe, Claiborne Christian School, and I teach middle school science. So do that on the side as well.
All right. You're just a man of many hats, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Well, one of the interesting things about you, and I think I wrote about this when we did a profile of you, and I think I wrote the profile. I don't remember. It's been, you know, a couple of days. Yeah. And so I am your groom's cake.
Yes.
Tell us about your groom's cake. I find that really intriguing. What was your groom's cake?
Yeah. So I had one of my wife's friends made it, and it had the Bible and then some of the books that have influenced me outside of Scripture, like John Piper's Desiring God, and a book by Jarvis Williams on the Atonement, and then Tom Schreiner's Romans commentary. Those were just very influential books for me as I was a junior and senior in high school, and then started into student ministry and just teaching, and those are very helpful books. And so I wanted those to be a part of my groom's cake, and I love books, so that's how, you know, groom's cakes are usually depending on what the groom likes, and mine was books, so.
Well, that definitely made you a fit for Southern Seminary, didn't it? Because
yes.
He is a fellow graduate, the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, along with me, our alma mater. And I think it's safe to say if you don't like books, you probably don't need to go to Southern Seminary. Do you think that's fair to say?
I think that's true. Yes, I think that's true. Yep. You go to Southern, but also you go to Southern because you want to study with the authors.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go see who's written the books and— like Tom Schreiner. Tom Schreiner's written quite a bit of books, and he was he is a great professor, a great man of God, and he was a blessing to take some of his classes. So,
yeah, I think in my years there, and I was there 20 years in just about every role, I felt like I could short of one of the administrative roles. Tom Schreiner wrote a stack of books, you know, a couple stacks of books about this high probably, right?
I think so.
And Tom Nettles. So these are the two men that probably influenced me the most and poured the most into me there. Tom Schreiner was my pastor for a number of years at Clifton Baptist Church. And then Tom Nettles, of course, is my PhD supervisor and really is my father in the faith. And he's written a stack of books. This high is actually working on a book for Courier Publishing right now, which we'll talk about some of that a little bit later. Yeah, you're right. I mean, reading, it comes from the top down there. Al Mohler, our president, whom all of our listeners, I'm sure, surely know, has a very sizable library at his house. Did you ever get to see that in your time there?
I got to see it right before graduation, yes. And I got to take my family to see it. So that was a great privilege. A lot of books. Quite a bit of books. It's a bit overwhelming when you first walk into his study, but it's really cool too.
I think it's like an acre, and I think the last figure I heard was 70,000 books.
Wow!
How in the world?
Wow!
do you buy 70,000 books? And my wife thinks I have a book issue. Yeah. You know, I've got a book compulsion, which I definitely have a book compulsion. But that is just crazy. And the thing is, Al has read a lot of those books.
Yeah.
And we benefited from that. Yes. You know, he was my theology professor, and I worked for him for all those years, and mm-hmm. we're very grateful for him. But so tell me, how old are you? Tell me how you got into books. I've been kind of a bibliophile most of my life, and I don't know. I think that's a little bit rare today among younger folks. How did you get into books, and what were some of the early books that shaped you and made you want to be a reader, yeah. not a Christian reader necessarily, but a reader?
Really, I really struggled with reading early on in my life, mm. and my grandmother would really tell me when I went to seminary, she'd say, "Evan, I'm so surprised that you're reading like you are." But I really struggled with reading, and it was my sophomore year in high school. I was homebound for 6 months due to an illness, and the Lord used a man at my church to really just encourage me to read in that season. There's only so much ESPN you can watch, right?
That's
as
right.
a sophomore
That's
in high
good
school.
That is.
Yeah, there's only so much you can watch. So the Lord used that time. He said, read the book of Romans and read Desiring God with that. Mm. So that was my first book. I read, really, I remember reading outside of Scripture was that, and that just wrecked me. And I couldn't get enough. And that just led me down the path of continuing to read. And my love for books grew my love for Scripture. It didn't separate. I wanted to be growing in Scripture. I want to be trusting in Scripture and what Scripture says, and I think it helped in that way. I think understanding some of these authors and stuff too, some authors are fallible, right? Like they're not mm-hmm. perfect, and I've read some books that are fallible, but the Word of God is infallible. It's without error. And so it was just such a helpful time when I was a sophomore, and then the Lord used that season, and I as I mentioned, read this man by the name of John Piper, read Desiring God, and the more I read of John Piper, I kept seeing this man mentioned by the name of Tom Schreiner, and so that then led to me to go to Southern, so and my love for Dr. Schreiner and some of his works too.
Do you have a story to tell? Courier Publishing specializes in helping pastors, church leaders, missionaries, and other first-time authors bring their manuscripts to publication. Whether your book is intended for family and friends, or you want to offer your book through the world's largest online bookseller, we can help. Ask us about our new audiobook production option. Call us today at 864-232-8736 or visit couriepublishing.com.
So that's neat that you didn't necessarily grow up loving books. Because it's different for me. I think I fell in love with reading early on. My grandmother taught me to read at four. She kept me. She actually lived on our farm. My dad built her a house there, and I love books, but I think when I was 12, it was J.R.R. Tolkien for me, Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Reading those just made me think, you know, there might just be life outside of Blairsville, Georgia. Mm. And so I began to read that. And of course, theology wasn't on my radar yet. That would happen in my mid-20s. But I always read love biography, love presidential biography in particular. And I've argued, and I think I wrote this. Sometimes you write so much you forget what you write, but I wrote in one of my early columns here that God has written a book, and because he's written a book, he wants Christians to read, and so I've tried to use that maybe to guilt my children into reading. I don't know. But God wants us to be readers because he's spoken to us through the Word, and so I've read the Bible almost all my life, and grew up in a Christian home. My parents loved the Bible. My dad, they taught in the local church and my home church there in Blairsville. And so, I just love books. And so when I had the opportunity to become the managing editor or the editor and president of The Courier, and then they told me there's a publishing company, boy, was I ever happy about that? And I was almost kind of like, hey, take me. I want to do this.
Yes, yes.
And my first thought was, we can, even our trustees here, we can expand this. They said, I think we can do more of this. And of course, I have all kinds of ideas. And we knew the first thing was Butch, our old publisher, was retiring. So we need to hire a new publisher. And we found you, and we're glad you did. We did, because we found someone who loves books and understands that what we really want to do with the publishing company here is to produce resources for the local church that encourage pastors, encourage lay people, encourage Sunday school teachers, and just regular old Christian lay people to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it's learning about church history and Charles Spurgeon, or it's from one of the Reformers, the Puritans, or the early church fathers, or learning about one of the church fathers of South Carolina Baptists. Yeah. There's so many, such a rich history here in South Carolina of Baptists taking root in America and germinating from here, and or the Bible, theology, all these things. So I'm excited about what you're bringing to Courier Publishing and what's happening. Now, let's talk a little bit about Courier Publishing. Because what we've done, we've taken Courier Publishing, which is more of a self-publishing kind of ministry previously, and we've kept that. We're making some changes to it. We've also added 1821. We're calling that the Palmetto line, and that's because we have mainly Palmetto State writers and authors for that side who will, you know, have their books, pay to have their books published. But we've also opened a new line called 1821. What in the world is that? And why do we call it 1821, and what are we hoping to accomplish with that, and why do we need more books?
Yeah, so 1821 is the year the South Carolina Baptist Convention was founded. So, and that's the reason we're basing that line, that division of Courier Publishing off of that. And like you said, South Carolina just has such a rich history, rich Baptist history. And we want to build on that good soil, and also from that line, we want to see books that are going to help pastors and churches and lay people, and so that's going to be writing on a variety of things regarding theology. We'll be publishing books regarding church history. We have a few projects coming out that will be on church history that. Will be geared to kids and also adults as well. So there's some exciting things there in that 1821 line that I think will help Baptist churches and Lord willing, the church at large too.
Well, every good organization has a starting point. And so we're long past the starting point for the current Baptist Courier. We're well over 150 years into this and Courier Publishing. With 1821, we are publishing three new books. Our first three books, Lord willing, in time for the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting coming up this June in Indianapolis. And so talk a little bit about those three books. I mean, I know we're very excited about these books, and I think our readers are going to want to know about this and want to get those orders in as soon as they're as is available.
Yeah. The first book I'll mention is A Deacon on Purpose. And Tony Wolf, who's the executive director for South Carolina Baptist, has written that book. He published it a few years ago, and this is an updated edition. And I think it's just going to be a very helpful book for Southern Baptist churches. And so I'm really excited about that, and we should have that available a little bit later this spring, Lord willing, before the convention. And then we have two projects that we hope to release at the convention. One is Cheerful, Confessional, and Convictional Baptist by Nate Aiken, and I'm really excited about that. And then the other is Mending the Nets, and that's going to be written by Phil Newton and Rich Shadden, and that's rethinking church leadership. So just really examining what biblical church leadership is, and I hope all of those three are going to be really helpful for Southern Baptist churches and pastors, and it's a good thing that, Lord willing, they'll be released at the time of our convention.
I'm really excited to have these three authors here, and a little bit of background. of these three authors, are kind of our leadoff hitters for 1821. I mean, Tony Wolfe, as you mentioned, executive director, treasurer for the South Carolina Baptist Convention. Tony and I came in at the same time, and Tony's just doing a wonderful job already here. If you don't know him out there, get to know him, or you probably will, because he's been so active. And so we're thrilled to publish this book and partner with him and do what we can to support the state's ministry like that. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about having Tony on board and just thankful for the work he's already accomplished in this first year. I feel like with Tony, we're not in any kind of race or anything, but I think sometimes I need to catch up. Tony's just doing a wonderful job. Good writer, writes a column for us, and so don't miss that. And every the monthly issue of the Courier and writing. He's a good writer, able to write on some serious topics. And so this isn't just, you know, a softball thing of hoorah, isn't the state great? This is more about issues with him, and I'm thrilled about that. I guess next to me, Nate Aiken, and you know that last name. Any of you out there may know that last name. Danny Aiken is probably the Aiken you know best, and he is the president of Southeastern Theological Seminary, former provost at Southern Seminary, a friend of mine, a fellow Georgia Bulldog. I have to throw that in there, of course. but Danny's sons are all doing great ministry. I remember them when they were boys, when we were all at Southern Seminary together, but Nate's written a fantastic book, and I'm excited about that. We're grateful to have him. It was one of our first authors and to be publishing with us. And then Phil Newton. Phil's been a friend of mine for about 25 years now. I've always said Phil Newton is one of the most faithful pastors in America. And that's not hyperbole. I mean that. I mean, Phil is a faithful and godly man, excellent writer. And he wrote for me at the Gospel Coalition, and we've done a lot of things together in the past. And just like I said, dear friend, pastored in Memphis for 35 years, a church he planted, South Woods Baptist Church, was just a thriving, growing, wonderful church there that did reach the nations, did such good work. Phil's got a heart for the nations and a heart for the local church. He's also the Pillar Network, which Nate Aiken,
he's the executive director.
Right, that's right. Yeah. So they're doing great work. They're similar to Phil Myth, Nine Marks, and some of those ministries doing great work in the local church. So it's just great to have these guys on board. Yeah, I mean, these aren't just, you know, the people we sort of plucked out of the crowd. They've been publishing. Phil's published a number of books on eldership in the local church and beyond that. So we're glad. And we got some others. You and I were talking about this yesterday. We got kind of almost already a backlog, don't we? We have probably a dozen authors who are wanting to write with us, and there's some names you will recognize if you read Christian theological books. And so stay tuned for that. That'll be the second half of the year. I'm writing a book on Perseverance of the Saints that I hope to have out early next year through Courier Publishing. And I've got a second one on Southern Evangelicalism that will hopefully come after that. So, it's a good time to be doing this.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And so we're glad to have you on board.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, tell me, what books have shaped your own walk with God and your own, obviously the Bible, but besides that, beyond that, what are some books that have shaped your understanding of God and your understanding of the gospel and your understanding of the Christian life?
I think first, Desiring God, that would be up there. Holiness by J.C. Ryle. Mm. I love J.C. Ryle's writing.
Me too.
It's so simple, so clear. It's one of those that just warms your soul, and you think about the mercy of Christ, and what we have in the Lord Jesus. I think that one's up there. That one's probably the top for me. If I had to pick one outside of Scripture, if I was stranded on a desert island, it would probably be Holiness by J.C. Ryle. But some others too that have been influential for my life. What is a Healthy Church by Mark Dever? I think that one's up there. And then Tom Schreiner's writing. He is such a smart, wise scholar, but he makes profound truths simple, and that's what I really appreciate. And writers, I think he's one of those just deep theological truths, put simply on a page. And I think he does that. And I think Romans is, his Romans commentary is just, it's been so beneficial for pastors and churches, that commentary. And that was beneficial for me as I was working through Romans. I think some of those books.
Well, we're glad to have you on board, and we're excited about what the future holds here. You want to stay tuned if you're a reader. If you're not a reader, become a reader, because we have some, I think, great variety to serve the local church and to edify and strengthen and instruct, as our motto goes, Christians here in South Carolina and beyond in the months and years ahead. So, Evan, it's a pleasure to have you with us this week and on the program today, and we look forward to seeing all these great things that come from Courier Publishing in the weeks ahead, and weeks and years, months and years ahead. So thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We're glad you joined us for Courier Conversations, where we are informing and inspiring South Carolina Baptists and beyond. For more information about these topics and more, subscribe to our e-edition or go to our website at baptistcourier.com. The Courier is located in Greenville, South Carolina, as a multimedia ministry partner of the South Carolina Baptist Convention. To comment about today's podcast, email us at conversations@baptistcourier.com. This podcast produced by Bob Sloan Audio Productions.